Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doran, you ready to quiz Callis?
Yes. Are you guys ready? Pat, you can join in on this one today, too.
Let's do it.
I think Callis is going to need some help here.
Awesome.
All right. With the Penguins starting the season this past Tuesday, I am going to say the last name of 12 all-time Pittsburgh Penguins, and Callis and Patty have to say the first name.
Can I go first since it's Quiz Callis?
Yes, absolutely.
And then if I get it wrong, it'll be Pat's turn.
Correct. When you do, yeah.
When Pat guesses, does that count toward my total?
He only gets one guess.
But if he gets it right, would that count toward my total?
Maybe. We'll think about that.
What a twist.
And we'll think about that. So do you know the rules? You say the first name. Well, I say the last name, and then you say the first name.
Oh, was I supposed to be paying attention? I'm sorry. You say the last name, I say the first name.
Yes. All-time Pittsburgh Penguins. Everybody knows every single guy on this list that pays attention to, a little bit to the Pittsburgh Penguins. All right?
Aye, aye, Captain Doran.
All right. We have 12 of them. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, Lemieux.
Mario. I don't know how to...
That is correct. Yeah. But why... Okay. That is correct.
I hesitated because I didn't know if you were going to ding me on a pronunciation.
No,
you're
good.
Ticky-tacky.
You're good. Number two, Crosby.
Sydney.
That is correct. You're two for two. Look at that. Number three, Jágr.
Jaromír.
Three for three.
Spell it.
No, that's not part of the quiz.
Three for three.
You said Jaromír.
We should have did the over-under, but you're three for
three. Jágr.
There you go. Good job, Kallis. Number four, Barrasso.
Mike. Mike Barrasso.
That is incorrect. Patrick Bostic.
Steve. I have no idea.
That is incorrect.
Yay.
Yay.
Why are you happy about that?
The correct answer is Tom Barrasso. One of the best goalies in Penguins history. No, you're not going to get this. Number five, Kasparaitis.
I can't wait.
I'll give you a clue.
No clues.
I won't give you a clue.
Kasparaitis. Al.
Al. He went with Al. Al Kasparaitis. That is incorrect.
Sounds like it could work.
No, it does not.
Is it
Pat?
Darius?
Yeah.
Good job, Pat Bostic. Darius Kasparaitis. Great job, Pat.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That does not count towards your total, Callis, by the way. All right, number six.
Al.
Number six. Straka.
Eric.
That is incorrect.
All I can think of is Sepp, the golfer. I don't know who Straka is. Steve.
That'd be a good name, though.
That would be a good name. Martin or Marty. Straka. Marty Straka.
That rings a bell. I should have known that.
Yep, you should have. Number seven, Francis.
Come on.
Francis.
Frank.
Frank Francis.
Frank Francis.
That is incorrect.
Ron.
There you go, Pat. Good job. Ron Francis. He's a Hall of Famer.
Crowley, like that one. Look at him. He's down.
I'm two for four on my guesses.
All right, Callis, here you go. Let's get you back in the winning column. Malkin, number eight.
Oh, Evgeny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. You paused.
You scared me there.
Sorry, my friend just texted me and said, sorry for your loss, and I don't know why he said that.
Oh, Grandma.
Well, my grandmas are dead. They've been dead for longer than Crowley's.
Number nine. Kennedy.
Tyler.
That is correct. Tyler Kennedy.
TK, all downhill from here.
Number 10. Coffee.
Coffee?
Coffee.
Kupov.
Kupov? Is that's the name of it? Oh, I get a cup of coffee. Good one, Crowley. I don't know. We'll go with Derek.
That is incorrect.
Paul.
Paul Coffey is correct. Good job, Pat. Number 11. You better get this one. Flurry.
Well, that's a trick question because he has two first names.
Oh.
Mark Andre.
There you go. Good job. Good job. All right. Last but not least, Bork.
Phil.
There you go. Good job.
Attaboy.
Wasn't that bad. Good job. I didn't keep track, but did you keep track, Riley?
Yeah, he got 8 correct.
Pretty good.
8 out of 12, that's a passing grade by a lot.
I got Marty Straka. I got to remember that. And then the other one I messed up was
Brasso.
Brasso.
See, you're a football guy not from here. So this is totally fine.
Remind
for
me,
you.
Brasso was
Tommy.
Goalie. Tommy Brasso.
Yeah.
Goalie, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I met a woman.
Now, if you would ask me about like Eric Lindros and Steve LeClaire.
Yes.
The old.
That was John LeClaire.
John LeClaire, sorry. Who was their goalie back then? The Hextall. Devils was Marty Brodeur.
Ron Hextall.
Yeah. And then I became, you know, came to Pitt. They win the Stanley Cup my sophomore year. It's been all Penguins since. I'm such a turncoat, and I love it about myself.
I love that about you, too. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. After my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, broke up with me in college, I was at a bar, met a nice lady. She said she was from Steubenville. I said I was from Steubenville. I told her my name was Tom Brasso, and we exchanged digits.
Mm.
Never heard from her again.
Yeah.
Gina, nice girl.
She probably looked you up and said, that's not Tom Brasso.
That is correct.
But
why would you give him, like, were you not interested?
I don't know. Everything's a bit to me. Like, do you want to sleep with this nice young lady? Of course I do.
Yeah.
But I don't want her to know my name.
I'd rather wear her underwear to work.
Right. I've set myself up for that one.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.